You're listening to Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. A top Texas Republican wants the accuracy of memorials around the state capitol reviewed amid calls to remove Confederate monuments. A spokesman for Texas House Speaker Joe Strauss said Thursday that the powerful GOP leader will work with a Dallas lawmaker who this week singled out one Confederate plaque as indefensible on historical grounds. The nearly 60-year-old plaque rejects that slavery was the underlying cause of the Civil War. It is one of nearly a dozen Confederate monuments and markers around the Texas Capitol. And in a related story, the city of Houston's mayor is reacting to renewed demand to remove Confederate monuments on public property. Mayor Sylvester Turner is making clear the process to decide about the removal will be, in his words, thoughtful. But he's also giving his share of advice to Houstonians.
I think it's also very important that we not allow the national discourse and what's being said and how things are being handled on the national level to flow down into the city of Houston and pull us apart.
Turner says that so far he knows of only two Confederate monuments on public property. They are the Spirit of the Confederacy in Sam Houston Park and the Statue of Dick Dowling in Herman Park. The mayor is also seeking input from experts at local universities. Historian Jeremy Suri of UT Austin spoke on Texas Public Radio about the removal of monuments.
If there's a significant population in Houston that feels offended and feels that that statue reinforces a racist point of view, I think that statue should be brought down. Statues are not put in place to impose a point of view on people.
The first step in the process will be taking inventory of Confederate monuments, and as far as Confederate monuments throughout the state, Texas is second to Virginia in having the most Confederate monuments. And as for the Confederate monument at the Caddo Parish Courthouse grounds in Shreveport, last week a citizens committee passed its recommendation to the parish commission to keep the monument in place, but add two other monuments nearby commemorating Reconstruction and the Civil Rights Movement. For Red River Radio, I'm Chuck Smith.